Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you in peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It seems strange to me to enjoy a Navajo hymn in a setting such as this. I always expect to see a couple of little boys down on the floor rolling their cars around. Or playing tag in the back of the church, or as maybe on one occasion during the course of the sermon, one stood at the back of the church and looked out the window and decided it was blocking his view and took the window out. We're in a little bit different circumstances here at the seminary. Perhaps I can recall a time when even a couple in the seminary chapel would have been deemed very remiss in the way of Christian behavior. However, these are the different circumstances in life that we face in working with various cultures and in different fields. Entirely different lifestyles as well as entirely different languages. Different outlooks on life. I've also found that preaching in chapel here for special occasions that it's rare really when one of the scripture lessons is actually suitable for the text for one of these special occasions, but today all three of them would have been appropriate. The Old Testament lesson was the one on the sacrifice of the two brothers, Cain and Abel. The one on acceptable sacrifice, the other not. The lesson was the difference between the child of God who sacrifices and offerings are acceptable to God for Christ's sake, and the sacrifices that this still pagan lady the American makes, diligently and faithfully, and in all fear and trembling, and yet which are not acceptable before Almighty God. Well, the epistle lesson which we heard this morning was quite the necessity of the proclamation of the Christ who came into this world and took our flesh and made himself manifest among the children of men in order that salvation might come among us. But it seems that the most fitting out of all is a verse and a half from the gospel lesson. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah, which means Christ." He brought him to Jesus. We have the largest foreign mission field of our church right here in the United States among the Native Americans. And in this sense, there can be the comparison made that we should find our brothers also and should bring them to Jesus. Because these are the ones who live right here within the borders of our own nation. These are the ones who were here when our forefathers first came. They were ones about whom early Lutherans had a sincere concern, many of them before they even left the old country. One of the first Swedish colonies came over especially for that purpose, to Christianize the Indians. Some of the forefathers of our own synod settled in the Saginaw Valley for that noble purpose. And yet, actually, little has been done. Sometimes, even today, as we think of work among the American Indians and of a ministry there, I'm afraid that we're looking at the wrong thing. Because we not only read that Andrew brought his brother to Jesus, he could have brought him in order that he could be fed, like Jesus said to 5,000. Or that Peter's mother-in-law could later be healed, or any of the number of other miracles that went on. But he said, "We have found the Messiah, the anointed one." And this is the thing that we still have as a church body and as individual Christians to be concerned about. Our American Indian Advisory Council, made up of all Lutheran Indians, gave as their chief goal more Indian people being brought to faith in Jesus Christ. Granted, among the culturally deprived of the world, there are many of the physical blessings of life also which are lacking. But you and I have one thing above all which we can give them which no one else can. And this is the good news that we have found the Christ, the promised one, that he has found in our hearts with the light of the knowledge of our salvation and with the light of the knowledge of the glory of God as it has been revealed in Jesus Christ. And this is the proclamation that we too must bring to the Native American today. Certainly we can fill in with all of these other things which go to help make up a fuller and a richer life. And particularly as we work among people with the gospel of Christ, that we bolster this stuff with our acts of Christian character. There's little said of Andrew in the scripture. And most of the time, the only mention we make of him is at the approach of the new church year, because we determine the start of the Advent season by St. Andrew's Day. But the one that he brought to Jesus, first of all, his own brother, about him we hear a lot. And who knows if our church would ever really seriously undertake the process of evangelizing the Native American. As we have done in suburbia, for instance, that we would saturate reservations in the same way, for the sake of the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whom might we find who might eventually become one of the truly great people in the history of the Christian church? And as far as that goes, I don't think God knows his greatness by the accounts that are recited by men anyway. It may well be that Andrew ranks as higher than his brother in what he did. These things are known to God alone. We've had one question here in our Thursday morning. The conversation of bringing the news to some of the work that has been done and is being done among the American Indian and what needs to be done. It's going to be a long time before we have sufficient numbers from among them to go back as pastors and teachers. There's still the need of those like you and I today who are willing to work and able to work in a cross-cultural situation. For regardless of the fact that different color of skin, different language, and different styles of life, yet in a very real sense, so far as our inhabitancy on this planet, these are our brothers also. Let us find them with the news that we have found the Christ. Come and see them. May God grant his blessing to the endeavors of our church in its proclamation of the gospel of Christ to the Native American. Bring them to Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.